Nice one.
Okay, a good slitter.
In the state's second largest county, absentee voting has been extremely heavy this year. Pennington County received more than 37,000 absentee ballots, nearly double that from 2016. Given that influx, an absentee ballot board has been at work since 7 a.m. opening ballots, putting an official stamp on them, and getting them ready to run through the tabulators. The ballots won't get tallied until after the polls close. Peggy Suljeskog is an absentee ballot supervisor. She's been working as an election official for 25 years. She grew up watching her mom do the same thing.
So she talked about why it was important. It's always been important. I was one of those geeks who actually stayed awake during civics class. I believe in the integrity of the system.
Suljeskog says there are a lot of new people who are getting involved in the process.
The interest in the election, with the number of ballots coming in, and the number of people who have wanted to work in the process and going, I wish, you know, some of us said, I wish I'd done this before, you know. I think it's great because now we've got new blood coming in.
Absentee ballot workers are close to finished with opening and preparing early ballots. Pennington County Auditor Cindy Moeller says the phones have been busy all day, which she says means the polls have been busy too. Voters have until 7 p.m. local time to cast their ballot. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.